Zakta Mishnabaita Masechta Shkalim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So we collect the Machzor Shekel from all the people in the town. Now we have to bring them to Yerushalayim. That's not so easy. To make it easier, Chazal said, you know, you can exchange the coins for coins called Darkoinos. What's interesting is if you look in the Yerushalmi, it says you can't change it, let's say, into diamonds or gems, because the price goes up, the price goes down. How do you know Hegdish is not going to lose? But these Darkoinos were gold coins, and gold was like the most stable of anything else. So again, Zakta Mishnah, Masechta Shkalim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Mitzarfin Shkalim Lidarkoinos, you can change the Shkalim. Zakta Mishnah, Mitzarfin Shkalim, you can change the Shkalim Darkoinos into the Darkoinos coins. Each Darkoin is worth 2 shekel. So you need a lot less coins. And even though you're going to have to change it back to a Machzor Shekel when you get to Yerushalayim, but the Maisa, because of the burden of carrying it, and this will literally lighten the load. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Kashem Shoya Sheifareis B'Migdash, just like there were certain boxes, which was used for collection in the Migdash, Kachaya Sheifareis B'Medina. Now, what's Migdash and what's Medina? Some hold that Migdash means the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Medina means that area in Yerushalayim around the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, Medina means the other cities in Klal Yisrael. Either way, there were Shofarot in the Migdash and there were Shofarot by Medina. So these are boxes that you put money into. Why were they called Shofarot? A Shofar is a Shofar, a box is a box. Zakta Batanura, well, they were shaped a little bit like a Shofar. The mouth of the box was very narrow and it widened afterwards. And that was designed so when you put the coin in, you couldn't get your hand in to take something out. Now, how many of these chests were there? Well, in the Azara, there were 13. And everything was labeled for a different purpose. So if you wanted to make a certain nedava, you knew exactly where to put it. 2 of them were for the Machzor Shekel. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. B'nei Yair, the people of the city, Shashalchu Es Shiklayim, they sent their Shkalim. Girsa the Batnura seems to be Shashalchu Shiklayim without the word Es. But either way, they sent their Shkalim in the hands of a Shliach, and his job was to put it into the Lishka when he got to the base of Migdash. But v'nignavu, the coins were stolen, sha'avdu, they were lost. So what do we do now? Zakta Mishnah, it depends. Im nitrimu ha'truma, if the truma was already taken, it was separated. Now, they would take money out of these chests for the purposes of karbanis. When they took the money out, they had in mind for the coins that were already collected, and they also had in mind for the people that are still going to give their coins that weren't collected yet, because they wanted those people to have a chelik in the karbanis, even though their machzor shekel didn't come in yet. As a result, even though the shliach didn't get to put the coins in, those coins are already property of Hegdish, because in a sense, Hegdish used them already. So who does the shliach have to answer to? He has to answer to Hegdish. So there are special treasurers of Hegdish that he's going to have to give an accounting to them. What does it mean, given accounting? So I'm sure you remember from different parakim you learned in Bava Metzia and in Bava Kama and from Parshas Mishpatim, even when a shomer is potter, he has to swear. So who does he swear to? Well, being that in a sense, Hegdish already used the shkalim over here before it was lost, and again they had in mind for the shkalim that still is supposed to come, so the loss was to Hegdish. So therefore, nishbayin lagizbarim, they have to swear in the presence of the treasurers of Hegdish. See, the gizbarim are going to say, listen, this is our responsibility. We already used these coins before they were lost. So they were lost in our rishus. So they're going to have to swear, look, the shliach is going to have to swear, it's not our fault, it was stolen, it was lost. Now normally there's a din, you don't swear by Hegdish. But this particular shvu was a takanas chachamim, that people shouldn't treat this lightly. Now, what happens if they didn't take off the shkalim yet? No one took any shkalim out of the boxes yet. So who does the shliach have to answer to? Not to Hegdish. He has to answer to the people who sent him with the shkalim. It doesn't belong to Hegdish yet. So v'im lav, if it didn't happen yet, if at the time it was lost, they didn't remove it yet from the boxes, they didn't remove it thinking, okay, we're now including those people that are going to bring in the shkalim, so it was lost in the rishus of the original owners. Therefore, nishboy lebnei ha'ir. So the shluchim have to swear to the people of the city. It's not our fault. It was stolen or lost. What are the people of the city going to do afterwards? They're going to have to give other machzos or shekels instead. What happens if nimsu? Someone comes running and says, it was found. Or the ganavim decided to do tshuva and they returned it. So now I have two sets of machzos or shekels. Well, the din is elu ve'elu shkol. Both are considered shkolim, meaning shkolim that were donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, so the people will say, well, we gave twice this year, maybe we don't have to give it all next year. Doesn't work that way. Ve'ein oilin lehen l'shan haba. It's not credited to them for the following year. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned to make things lighter, you can change the shkolim into gold coins. These gold coins are worth about 2 shekel apiece. So you realize by changing the machzah shekel to these gold coins, it's lighter. When they got to Yerushalayim, it had to be changed back to a machzah shekel, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains. We learned just like there were shofaris b'Mikdash, there were also shofaris b'Medina. What were these shofaris? They were collection chests, shaped like a shofar. Narrow at the mouth, only gets wider afterwards. You can put coins in, and it's hard for a ganav to take things out. We also learned that if the people of the city sent their shkolim and it was stolen or lost, so the shomer has to swear. Who does he swear to? If the treasurers of Hegdish are ready, withdrew money from here and used it for the karbonas hatzibur, and they had in mind, even for the shkolim, they were still going to come in because they wanted those people to be included in the karbonas hatzibur. So it was lost after it was already in the property of Hegdish. Therefore, they have to swear in the presence of these Hegdish treasurers called Gizbarim. But if not, if it was lost before Nitruma Hatruma, then they have to come back and swear to the people of the city that sent them. This is what happened. It was stolen or lost. And the people of the city are going to have to replace those shkalim. What happens if after they replace those shkalim, it's found or the ganav returns it? So both sets of machzah shekel are considered shkolim. Both stay with the Beis HaMikdash, and they are not credited for the next year, even though this year they gave it twice.